Mara on the bottom of Yubezum Vase, as Yehuda says that these ferns and these Artemis deal or something, you're allowed to use it for schach, even though they're somewhat edible. Abaye says ferns you could use, but the shvatzer you cannot use. Why? Because it smells, and since it smells, we're concerned the person's going to leave. And Rav Chanan Bar Rava says that these brambles and thorn bushes you could use for schach. Abaye says the brambles you could use, the thorn bushes you cannot, the higi you cannot. Why? Because the leaves fall, and we're afraid the person is going to leave. Okay, then Rav Gidon Bar Rav says that these offshoots of the palm tree, which come out from the bottom, you're allowed to use it for schach, even though it looks there's a few of them that are bound together. Since it's a natural binding, it's not considered an eged, and it's okay. Even if it starts coming apart and I bind it together, that's one. It's considered one item that I'm binding. It's not considered an eged. Chista said in the name of Ravina Bar Shila that the stalks of the kani of the reeds that are similar to the afkusa, the offshoots of the palm tree, that come a few things, same halacha, that it's not considered an eged, bidei shamayim, when it's natural, and when I bind it together, it's also not a problem. Okay, then I can use it. Fine. Rav Chisda said in the Ravina that this marulisa da agma, the maror, the swamp lettuce, I could use for schat, for pesach, for maror. The Gemara has a kasha from the case of when it says that for Ezev, using by the Ezev of Mitzurah, it says you have to use a regular Ezev, not a Greek Ezev, not a blue Ezev, not a Midbar Ezev, not a Roman Ezev, no Ezev that has a, you know, a nickname, another name associated with it. So why are you allowed to use this kind of maror? So Abaye says anything which had a name change before Matan Torah and the Torah came and was Makbid, we know that it's considered that it has a Shem Levoy. It's considered a Shem Levoy. But this maror, it didn't have a nickname. It wasn't called a marisa da'agma before Matan Torah. So it was included in what the Torah said. It's considered kosher for maror. The reason why it's called marisa da'agma is just because it's found there. Okay, then Rav Chisda said, Egad of one is not considered Egad, three is considered Egad, two is Machalikas Yavish Darbanon. And we thought that originally it was because Rav Yossi held that it was. Rav Yossi holds that I don't have to have three, and Rabbanon holds I have to have three. Because it says the mitzvah of Ezev is three klachims, three stalks, three twigs, and each one has a stalk. And Rav Yossi says it's three, but the leftovers could be two. And a leftover stub, even all the way in the bottom, can be even a kosher after it's used a bunch of times. So we thought that the fact that if I have two leftovers, it's kosher, according to Rav Yossi, so even if I start with two, it's going to be okay. And the reason why it says three is that's only for a mitzvah. So if Rav Yossi says three is for a mitzvah, the Rabbanon hold three is la'akiv. That's machlokes. For Rav Gemara, that can't be, because we have a bride, so Rav Yossi says lahedya, and an ezev that starts out with two, and leftover with one, it's puzzle, and it's not kosher until it has the beginning three, and just leftovers of two. So you see that the beginning has to be three, le'ikuvah. So Gemara says, let's flip it around. The current Rabbi Yossi, three is ma'akev. Current Rabbanon, three is only le'mitzvah. And we have a brisa that proves it. Because it says an eza that starts out with two, and leftovers after you use it with one, it's kosher, and it's only puzzle when the end is like the beginning as one, as the Gemara is going to explain. Now, Who that can't be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said lehedya that it has to be three and then two. So this must be their abundance. So you see their abundance hold that three is only the mitzvah. Okay, the Gemara in Yigimel Abay says, Reimar Darshan, these Isuraisa de Sura, these bundles that they would sell it by number, you know, 25 in a bundle or whatever it may be, that's going to be kosher for schach. Even though it's bundled, that's only bundled just to keep track of the numbers, but it's not really as a bundle. Then Rav Abba says, Rashi adds that by these bundles, usually people did not leave it in a bundle to store it, so therefore there was no concern of Gezeiras Eitzim. Rav Abba says that these huts they would make, it was tied on the top, and it was woven on the bottom, so if they took off the top tie, that's kosher. In the bottom, according to one sheet, that they untied it also, according to the other sheet, that they didn't untie it, but it just wasn't since it's not an egg at all, so the taltali, because if you lift it up, it's going to start falling apart. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Rav Avi Bash says in the name of Shmuel that the vegetables that the Chacham said you could use it for Pesach, they will bring Tumah as Tumah's oil, and they will not be Chaitzitz for Tumah. And they will pass on the Sukkah as Avir. Why? Because since when they dry out, they're going to crumble, even now we're going to say that we're not going to view it as if it's there, as an oil, and therefore it's going to bring Tumah. It's not going to stop Tumah, but we'll have to be Machim. We can't be Makel to say it's not going to bring Tumah. Therefore, it's a problem. Now, just to remember, when it's completely moist, midaraisa, it's going to be mafsik for tumah and cause tumah's oil. When it's dried out, it's not even mafsik for tumah, and it doesn't bring tumah's oil. But we're concerned that a person might not realize when it's considered completely dried out. Therefore, we're going to be machmir. Okay, then Rav Abba says in the name of Rav Huna that if a person harvests grapes for the wine press for wine, there's no din yados, because you don't want the yados, you're not going to use them because you're going to make wine. Rav Nachman Baganda says in the name of Rav Huna that if you harvest wheat for schach, there's no din yados. The Gemara says, if I hold it, if I harvest grains, there's no din yados for sure. And if I harvest grapes for wine, that there's no din yados. Why? Because I don't want them. Not only am I not interested, I don't want them because they're going to soak up the wine. But if I hold that when I harvest grapes, there's no din yados. But if I harvest wheat, maybe there will be din yados because I still want them there on the schach, so they shouldn't fly away. It'll be easier to take down. So the Gemara wants to say there, Rav Nachman Baganda is a machlekes tano. Why? Because it says that if I put for schach all these different food items, branches, and things like that with food on them, then it's going to be kosher as long as there's more, psoiles of the wood over the food. Then Rav Meir says, Acherim says, that I have to have more psoiles over the yadais and the food. So it seems like machlekes is whether there's a din yadais or not what I'm using. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Abba, who says that point to Lagas has no yadais, for sure it's going to have to be a machlekes, because he said that by the kaitzel l'schach, there is a din yadais, for sure it's going to be a machlekes. The question is, according to Rav Nachman Baganda, so Rav Nachman Baganda says the Gemara, so everyone agrees that if I harvest it for schach, there's no din yadais. Over here, the question was, when I harvested it for food, and then I just changed my mind to use it for schach. So in fact, the Gemara, if that's what happens, so why did the Rabbanon hold that there's no din yadais? Oh, you're going to tell me that the reason why the Rabbanon hold there's no din yadais is because he changed his mind? But that's not enough to mevatel, because we have a Beferish and Mishnah that a machshava is not enough to be mevatel a machshava or a maisa. Okay, we'll hold it over here on top of the Dalai Lama.